One of the great kochos that we have is Klal Yisrael. As the name Klal Yisrael implies, is the koyach of Achdus, is the koyach of the Tzibur. There's no other nation in the world which understands the secret of Achdus like we do. The nation which proclaims Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we stood at Har Sinai, and when we dahered and had a hasaga of Hashem's oneness, we understood at that moment also the oneness of Klal Yisrael, something which is unique amongst the nations of the world, of which there's a special shevach, that we say, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. And as the Gemara tells us, that in the same way that we proclaim Hashem's oneness by saying in our tefillin, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem in his tefillin also declares the oneness of Klal Yisrael, which he takes so much nachas and pride in, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. During this time of social distancing, we have to have creative ways of revealing the Achdus of Bnei Yisrael. To understand the special Achdus which comes out of trying times, Pesach is this man where we can understand and have a better appreciation of this Musag of Achdus Yisrael. Unlike all the other nations of the world, of which we see an account of this in the Torah, that each nation was made one by one. There was an Adam, and from Adam came children and grandchildren from which nations were born. That one person became five, which became 10, which became 20 and 50, etc. Unlike the nations of the world, Klal Yisrael was not created in that way. Klal Yisrael was made in which the Torah calls Goy Mikarev Goy. That before Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, there was no Klal Yisrael. We were, as Chazal put it, in vitro, in a mother's womb while we were still in Mitzrayim. And when we emerged from Mitzrayim, we emerged as a nation. There was never a musag of one Jew. It was Goy Mikerev Goy. And as the Navi writes, Yeshaya, Mishama kazois and mira kazois. Has the world ever heard or seen this? Pa machas ki chala gal myalda tzion espaneha. That at once, Tzion gave birth to her children. This comes to tell us that in Klal Yisrael, the musag of Yisrael is that there's no one. There's no yachid. Never was there a moment where there was a single Jew. It was from the very beginning, it was Klal Yisrael. And because Mitzrayim and the Geula from there is the yesod of the formation of Klal Yisrael as a klal without any yachid, we tell the Rasha on this night when he says "Ma ha'avoda hazayis lachem," we reply "Lachem v'loyloy," you, and he excludes himself from the tzibur. This term being koifer be'ikar is something which we reserve for a min or an apikoires. But in the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael left as a nation, there was no individual who left. We have very strong words for Russia. That since he removed himself from the tzibur, he was koifer be'ikr. The musag of Achdus be'Yisrael, the musag of Klal Yisrael, is called an ikr and not a tafel. And it made the difference between those who left Mitzrayim and for those who didn't leave Mitzrayim. We find that on Rosh Hashanah as well, when there's a din against the Jewish people, the Zohar Kaddish tells us that the story which takes place in the Navi between Elisha and the Isha HaShunamis, that after the Isha Shunamis does a ta'iva for Elisha, and he wants to pay her back, and he says to her, "What can I do for you? Should I speak to the melech on your behalf?" The Zohar learns that this conversation took place on Rosh Hashanah. And Elisha was suggesting to the Isha Shunamis, "Can I do you a ta'iva of speaking to the melech on your behalf on this day of judgment? What could be more valuable on Rosh Hashanah than to have the tzaddik of the generation plead on our behalf?" Yet the Isha HaShunamis tells Elisha the Navi, I forgo that taiva because I have a better eitzah than that. B'sayich ami aneichi yashavis. I do better by blending into the klal. And the Sfei Mekdoshim explain, as the Naim Alimelech writes in Parshas Devarim, that there's an inyan which is called Knesset Yisrael. And by Knesset Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael as a whole, there's no pagam by Knesset Yisrael. It's only by individuals, when there's a pirud, when the yachid separates himself from the klal, is there a pagam. But Klal Yisrael together as an achdus, as one, by Knesset Yisrael, there's no musik of chet or chisar. And this is the lesson that Isha Shinamis was telling Elisha Hanavi, B'saych Ami Anech Yashavis. This achdus reveals itself on Yom Kippur. The coming of Klal Yisrael together, the achdus of Bnei Yisrael. And that in itself creates the Slicha Mechila on that day. And the celebration of Sukkot, which is called the Chag HaAsif, the celebration of the gathering of the Jewish people. And this relationship between Chag HaAsif and Sukkot and Pesach is very deep. As Gemara says, there's a Hekesh Yom Tesvav, Yom Tesvav. There's a oneness, there's an Achdus between Pesach and Sukkot. But this idea, B'seich Amei Nech Yoshavis, is the greatest defense for the Jewish people at a time of Din. And this is really something which Haman didn't understand. The Musik of Achdus in Klal Yisrael doesn't mean having bodies together in the same room. Achdus Yisrael means that it could be the Klal Yisrael scattered amongst the four corners of the earth. But Achdus Yisrael is something which is essential, something which is in the heart, which is in our hashkafis, which is the love which we have for each other and the care and the concern which we have for each other. But Haman, who was an Ish Chitzoni, he didn't appreciate that. And when he had his moment with the king to make his kitrik against Bnei Yisrael, he said, Yeshnoi Am Echad, there is a nation, Mefuzan Mefuran, Mikalo Amin, that they're scattered and dispersed amongst the nations. But little did he know that he was actually giving a tremendous sanegah for Bnei Yisrael. As Rachayim HaKadosh learns and other tzaddikim learn, that from the words of Haman we're able to find a sanegah for Bnei Yisrael, defense for Klal Yisrael. Yeshno Am Echad, that Klal Yisrael is a single nation, a nation of oneness. Mefuzar Mifrad Bina Amin, despite the fact that they are scattered at four corners of the earth. You couldn't say that about any other nation, that they're considered to be one nation if you have the Romans who are scattered amongst the four corners of the earth, or the British, whatever it is, the only nation of the world who is capable of maintaining that achdus, like we've seen throughout thousands of generations of Gullus, is the achdus of Bnei Yisrael, that no matter where you go, if you find another Jew, you feel one with him. If you go to Africa and you see another Yid, he's your brother. Doesn't have to be at the Kayas HaMaravi. Yeshnoi Am Echad, Mefuzor Mefarad Bin Ha'am. And it's times like this of social distancing and not being able to come to the Beis HaKnesses, which is the house which is made for Knesset Yisrael, for Knesset Yisrael, or to the Beis HaMedrash, or to all gatherings of Kedusha, whatever they may be, that when the Levushim and the Chitzonius comes off and we're forced to be at one with each other in the Lev, which is Iker, does the true shine of Klal Yisrael reveal itself? That we're a Yeshno Amecha despite being Lefozer Mefarad Mekol Amim. And this is Pshat and Pasuk. We say, Hini Ma Toivu Manoyim Hasuided as Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. That is what's called Sheves Achim. You can have bodies together in a room, but that's not real Achdus. Sheves Achim is Gam Yachad. That we can be together, and we can essentially feel one with each other, because that's the emes. There's no musik like that by the guy. You see that if one day, lahavdil in sports, if you have a player who's on one team, and he's the hometown hero, and then he gets traded to the other team, so he's hated now. Whatever happened to the achdus? Whatever happened to the kinship and the friendship that you had with your city, with your teammates? But it's all chitzoni. It's what you can do for me. It's if the circumstances now have it that we are one because we wear the same uniform, or we play in the same ballpark, is that an achdus? That's not called Achdus Yisrael. Achdus Yisrael is something of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mispar b'zeh. Mika'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. It doesn't matter what clothes he wears, how long his payas are, what color hat he wears, what color shirt he wears, how he does Shabbos, what his minhagim are, what color tablecloth he has. This is Al-Khitsanias. And it's in times where we are being crunched that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is squeezing out Pnimius Achdus Yisrael, essential Achdus Yisrael, checking up on each other, how you feeling, how you doing, not being mispalo just for the Yachid who's in a tzar, but being mispalo like we do every day, B'sayich Shar Chol Yisrael. Every single Jew, whether we get along or we don't get along, whether he's in my hometown, whether he's 1,000 miles away, and I'll never meet him until Mashiach comes, that when we hear of a tzar of another Jew, it's nogeya to me. And if it's not nogeya to me, then it's kevin shahoyisi, it's asami naklal kafir ve'ikr, we're lacking a fundamental component. As the Maharal writes in Sota Daf Memhei, Ki koyach ha'adam hu yoyser kasha hu toich klal b'nei Yisrael, that the koyach of the Adam is greater when he's amongst the klal. She'az yesh lay koyach harabim. That kasha ha'adam hu yechidi nifra, but what if he separates himself and he's a koyach prati, az pegayim poigimboi, then he's susceptible to pegam. Then he can be harmed. Like we find by Yaakov, that when he fled on his own away from the house of Lavan, that he was by himself. The Torah says he was yechidi, he was levad. Then the Satan, the Malach of Esau, was able to come and to be Pagayahim. But when a Jew is amongst the Rabbim, if he's at heart with the Tzibur, then he's invulnerable. There's a Ma'isa with the Imre Yosef from Spinka, Zechus Yagan Aleinu, that it was a Shabbos Erev Pesach, and he got together with the Tzibur, and he said, we're holding Tish today, and they made sure to have Chametz, and to make a beer Chametz Barabim, and everybody said together, they're called Chamira, Hadras Malach. And there was one Yid who was the son-in-law of a Spinka Chassid who came, who was there for Shabbos, who didn't understand why it was necessary to make a tish and to have the whole tzibur come for this process of bitul chametz, bir chametz. So the Rebbe, he was toifis his machshava, he chapped what he was thinking, and as he passed him by, he said to him, it says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that the chametz is the inyan of the Yitzhahara. And he said to him, does the yachid have the koyach to be mevatel his Yitzhahara? He can't do it on his own. But Kobi Asara Shchinta Shaya, but when Yidden come together, we have the Kayach to do so. We need the Shchina to eradicate the Yitzhahara. So we gather the Tzibah together to say Kol Chamira, because it's through the Kayach of the Klal that even the Yechidim can be Matzliach. And if we don't think that, then that's the biggest Tfisa that the Yitzhahara has on us, if he thinks that we could do it on our own. And that Satan is trying to make a big period right now, by separating us from shoals or from gatherings coming together. This is the way Haman thinks, but little does he know that just by separating bodies from each other, that's not a separation in Klal Yisrael. That actually brings us closer together, because when we think about each other, when we daven for each other, when we have concern, we're making sure that everybody's well. It creates a much greater sanegar for Klal Yisrael. And we're going to emerge victorious from this. We're going to emerge stronger from this with more brachas and parnasa and health and good things for Klal Yisrael, although we're going to suffer losses, chalila v'chas. We're going to emerge as a stronger, better people who, amidst Hashem, will be willing to be makabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu, to come to Eretz Yisrael, to our homeland, not just to be Sheves Achim in our hearts, but gam yachad in that place of Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmi makabel tzidkenu mo Yisrael berachamim, with geula shleima b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen.